Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Two plane crashes just hours apart. The next step in the investigation into separate encounters that left one person dead and another hurt.
It's a quiet start this morning and cool, too. You may need a jacket, but I'll show you when our temperatures will warm up nicely. And it is game day for the Carolina Hurricanes. We're looking ahead at what's needed to happen on the ice tonight in order for them to get their first win of the series against the Panthers. Dropping two at home, the pressure is now on for them to get a win on the road, at least. And Jeff, you were at that game on Saturday night, right? Went into overtime again.
Tried to bring them a little bit of luck. Didn't work. Change of venue. Hopefully works this time around. We will see. Alongside Renee Chiu, I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us here on our Monday morning as we get things started. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a nice look at Zebulon.
Yeah, doesn't this look beautiful? This, of course, is a look at their historic town hall in Zebulon. It's a really pleasant feeling morning. You might need a jacket, especially if you're, you know, going to be out in short sleeves later on today. 53 degrees, our current temperature. Our wind is quiet. We do have a little bit of low cloud cover and fog that's trying to develop in a few places. Notice visibility has dropped to half a mile in Rocky Mount. We've seen it drop a little bit down in the Sand Hills as well. It's down to 2 miles in Southern Pines. It's not going to be a widespread problem for us this morning, but you could run into some patchy low cloud cover and fog, especially in some rural or low-lying areas. It's a cool start this morning. 46 Roxboro, 51 South Hill, 54 in Southern Pines and Goldsboro, 55 in Rocky Mount. So feeling great, especially when we think about our summer temperatures in the morning are usually in the 70s. These 50s still feel great and a lot cooler than yesterday, anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees cooler than an early start yesterday morning. It's going to be just a gorgeous day today. 77 at lunchtime. We'll see highs in the low 80s. Humidity stays fairly low with plenty of sunshine. We'll see a lot of this week. But you know what, though, we get to the weekend and it gets more unsettled again. I'll have a first look at your chance for showers coming up.
Today, we expect federal investigators to provide an update on two plane crashes that happened just hours apart. The first one happened in Orange County near Rougemont. 2.5 hours later, another plane crash happened about 50 miles away in Warren County. The FAA is expected to release a preliminary report on the single-engine plane wreck. It went down near Rougemont around 12:15 yesterday afternoon. Sky 5 flew over that scene. You can see emergency responders working at the crash site in the trees there. The NTSB confirmed to WRAL the pilot was the only person on board. Today's report could give a reason for the crash. We expect federal investigators to provide more information today about another plane crash that happened just 2.5 hours later. That plane crash happened in Warren County. We know one person was severely burned. We are working to get an update on that person's condition. So far, the FAA has shared that the single-engine plane crashed moments after leaving the Nukarva Airport in Macon.
A Harnett County deputy indicted in a crash that killed a husband and wife is scheduled to appear in court today. Deputy Kevin Letarte faces involuntary manslaughter charges in the deaths of Brian and Patricia Finch. Investigators say Letarte was chasing Jimmy White Jr. on March 3rd in his patrol vehicle when the deputy crashed into the couple's car. A woman who says she saw the couple seconds before the crash happened spoke only on WRAL.
I actually remember looking at their face and they were laughing, and then they actually looked kind of like a split second to make sure that they could go through, and they went, and then that cop came out of nowhere.
An attorney representing the Finches says a wrongful death lawsuit is possible. Deputy Letarte said through his lawyer he's saddened by the loss of life. As for the man he was pursuing that day, Jimmy White, he's facing felony charges and expected to be in court today.
Carolina Hurricanes are facing a huge uphill climb in the Eastern Conference final. Tonight they face Florida again, all-important game three here. The Canes are in 2-0 hole right now in this series after losing games 1 and 2 in overtime, both of them at PNC Arena. Coach Rod Brindamore says he doesn't expect to make many changes, but bounces need to go the Canes' way. Puck drop for tonight's game in Florida, 8 o'clock on TNT. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter take a closer look at what needs to happen for the Canes to get their first win of this series. Casey and Pat are in Florida for coverage of Game 3 tonight and Game 4 on Wednesday. Stay with WRL after the game at 11:25 p.m. We will have an exclusive post-game show with reaction, analysis, and much more. We have you all covered.
The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students will enter his plea today. A grand jury handed up an indictment last week for Brian Koberger. The jury said there is sufficient evidence to charge him with the murders of four college students last November. Prosecutors say he stabbed them to death at their off-campus home. Koberger could face the death penalty if he's convicted.
Today, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will negotiate face-to-face again on a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling. It's a live look at the U.S. Capitol right now, where Congress is running out of time to lift that ceiling and avoid a potential economic collapse. McCarthy and Biden spoke by phone yesterday as Biden was returning from the G7 meeting in Japan. McCarthy wants spending cuts in the federal budget before Republicans agree to raise the debt ceiling. He says their talk yesterday was productive, but there is still work to be done.
Look, there's no agreement on anything. We've all said our piece about where we are, and we're trying to find common ground to make get this done.
The U.S. could default on its debts as early as June 1st if no deal is reached. That could result in the loss of millions of jobs.
We're working to learn more about an officer-involved crash in Wayne County. WRAL was on the scene as this truck was pulled from a ditch near NC Highway 55 and Country Club Road. This happened late Saturday night. We're told Mount Olive police officers were doing a license checkpoint when a juvenile pulled up without a license and then attempted to drive off. Officers chased the person before crashing in a field. We know that one officer was taken to the hospital with minor injuries, another with unknown injuries. Felony charges are expected for the suspect.
An entire week of events to honor and celebrate military members and families kicks off today at Fort Bragg. It'll be the last All-American Week at Bragg before the post is renamed Fort Liberty. The event begins at 6:30 this morning with a 4-mile All-American run on Long Street. Thousands of paratroopers are expected to take part. All-American Week took a 2-year break during the COVID-19 pandemic, but returned last year. Organizers said All-American Week 2023 will honor the 40th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Grenada in 1983. We have live coverage of the race starting at 6 this morning. Gilbert Bays is down there. All-American Week runs through Thursday.
You'll see more law enforcement on the road starting today. It's the official start of North Carolina's Memorial Click or Ticket campaign. Click It or Ticket. The goal of the campaign is to get everyone to wear their seatbelts. State and local officials will be aboard the USS North Carolina Battleship Memorial in Wilmington at 10 this morning to reinforce the message. The state transportation secretary says Memorial Day is one of the deadliest times on the roads. Click It or Ticket runs through June 4th.
The man accused of choking another man to death on a New York subway is responding to the accusations against him. What Daniel Penny is saying to those who are calling him a white supremacist as he prepares to face a charge of manslaughter.
Plus, you can start planning your trips to Ocracoke Island. What you need to know about the ferry service as it resumes this week.
And take a live look at Raleigh right now. We are in for a more steady week of weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center, tracking some calmer skies and warmer temperatures.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41. It's a nice, quiet morning out there. Here's a live look at Apex. It's possible that we would see a little bit of low cloud cover or fog this morning. Not really seeing a whole lot on the cameras, but sometimes we see that happening pretty quickly as we get close to sunrise. So we'll be watching out for it. We drop back down to a 0.5 mile in Southern Pines. We jumped back from a 0.5 mile back to 2 miles in Rocky Mount. But it's not going to be a widespread problem, just something that we'll keep our eye on this morning for you. Our temperatures are pleasantly cool. It's 50 in Lewisburg, 51 in Tarboro, 55 in Irwin, and Rocky Mount at 54 in Goldsboro. So it's a lovely start out there, mostly clear, except for, you know, some spots we'll see a little fog developing. Feels great to walk the dog this morning, mid-50s. Walking the dog after work, temperatures will be close to 80 degrees. Coming up, we'll talk more about a chance of rain for the weekend.
A former Marine is speaking up for the first time 3 weeks now after being seen choking a man to death on a New York City subway. I do want to warn you, this video is difficult to watch. Look away now if you don't want to see it. Daniel Penny is seen choking Jordan Neely. He is now charged with second-degree manslaughter. In an interview with the New York Post, Penny said his actions had nothing to do with race and dismissed accusations that he's a white supremacist. He also suggested that he would take action again under similar circumstances. Penny did not say what led to the deadly encounter, but his lawyers say he acted in self-defense. Neely's family says he suffered from mental illness. If convicted, Penny could face up to 15 years in prison.
Durham's first quarter crime report is out, and it shows reports of rape are up almost 39% in the first 3 months of 2023. Now, the chief says 40 of those rapes occurred in prior years, and victims are just now coming forward. Damian Talley, the executive director of Durham Crisis Response Center, says it's critical victims know they have support.
Making sure that people are aware of all the work that has to be done and all the resources that are available to them makes them more likely to come forward so that we can put those individuals perpetrating these acts where they need to be, but also make sure that they're aware that there's support for them where they need to be.
Talley says the Crisis Response Center is available for anyone who needs help.
Carolina Hurricanes face an uphill climb in the Eastern Conference final after back-to-back losses. Tonight, they face an all-important Game 3 in Florida. And WRS Casey Hintz and Pat Welter are there with what the Canes need to do to get back into this series.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz alongside Pat Welter. And as the old saying goes, the sun will rise in the morning. And for the Carolina Hurricanes here in Sunrise, Florida, that means a new day and a chance to get back in this series tonight in Game 3, Pat.
That pun was just sitting there for you. And so has this series. I mean, these games have been so close, Casey. I do feel like the Panthers have been a little bit better, a little bit more skilled, a little bit more physical. Sergei Bobrovsky, obviously amazing in net. But at the same time, an inch under the crossbar or maybe a centimeter on sides, we're having a very different conversation right now.
A tweak here and there, but you're not reinventing the wheel this time of year. So that's the mindset heading into tonight.
So you have to be careful not to try to blow everything up and think that, oh, it's, you know, it's not working. But we do, obviously, you know, we'll tweak things here and there, but we come this far, we're not going to be, you know, suddenly changing our game.
Now, one change that Rod Brindamore did like, Casey, was putting Mackenzie McEachern into the lineup. He was on that play that set up the Jack Drury goal that got overturned. Brindamore said he really liked McEachern's energy.
Yeah, a big body that brings a jolt to this lineup. We'll see what happens tonight as we've got puck drop from here, Sunrise, Florida, shortly after 8 p.m. But for now, Casey Hintz, Pat Welter, WREL Sports.
An American held captive in Russia since 2018 says he believes he will return home soon. Paul Whelan spoke with CNN about his situation. He says he's confident his case remains a priority for the U.S. government. The Marine veteran is serving a 16-year sentence after Russia accused him of spying. The State Department says it's working to secure his release.
Brittany Griner is back playing basketball in front of her home fans. Griner got a hero's welcome last night as she was introduced before the Phoenix Mercury's home opener. Griner was jailed in Russia for nearly a year after police found vape cartridges containing cannabis oil in her luggage in Moscow. She was released in a prisoner swap in December.
The Ocracoke Express is getting back on the water. The ferry's summer schedule will start tomorrow. This will be the fifth season of the ferry service between Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands. It can carry up to 129 passengers on each of its three daily round trips.
A retirement nightmare. A Raleigh couple had their lives flipped upside down, plummeted into debt after an error went unchecked by the state for years.
I said he won't never be able to pay that back.
What did they say?
She said, well, we'll take it as long as we can.
Tonight at 6, 5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur explains why the statute of limitations for debt doesn't apply in certain cases and why anyone involved with the state's retirement fund should verify their payout is correct. 4:47, the time right now on our Monday morning. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. A little bit more stable start to our week here.
Yeah, very quiet. We have some beautiful weather in store for the next few days. We get into the weekend and, you know, we just can't seem to break that pattern where we get into, you know, more unsettled conditions. So we're going to go over that coming up in just a little while. Let's talk about the temperatures that we're going to see for the next little while, though. 53 heading out the door this morning, so it's definitely cool if you're heading out in short sleeves. A jacket might feel nice. Our dew point is at 52, and that's low for this time of year, so it's going to feel very comfortable. We'll see temperatures climbing into the 70s by lunchtime. We have high pressure that's sitting up here just south of the Great Lakes. That high pressure system rotates clockwise, and that is going to continue to push cool air into our region. The low that's down to the south, it has some rain associated with it in South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, stays to the south. This high will continue to settle in over us and block any of that rain from heading our way. So we have a nice dry period in our forecast for now. Of course, the blue color contours are where temperatures are below normal. It's above normal in the yellows here, but we see more cool air moving in as we get through the end of the week and into the weekend. So we're not looking at a very hot weekend. As a matter of fact, we're watching the development of the potential for some rain that will definitely keep our temperatures on the lower side. But beautiful today. 82 for the high in Raleigh and Durham, 84 in Fayetteville. We'll see mostly sunny skies. Our muggy meter just consistently in the 50s through Friday. In the summer, you know, when it feels really muggy, July and August, our dew points are up here in the 70s. So these 50s still feel great. Our morning lows, our afternoon highs, all really feeling wonderful. 81 is our normal high for today. We'll hit 82. And then after that, we're in the 70s, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So pleasantly cool. It looks like all the way through the holiday weekend and into the beginning of next week, we can still see temperatures below normal. So taking it all the way through the end of the month. Now, we often see 90 degree temperatures by this time of year. Our normal first 90 degree day happens May 11th. And so we blew right past that. The latest, June 27th, 1983. I doubt that we'll make it that far. But interesting, isn't it? We take a look at these temperatures where everything's just looking lovely. Overnight lows are in the 50s. Afternoon highs are in the 70s. Coming up, we're going to talk about our chance for some showers over the weekend.
Elizabeth, thank you. Still to come, from tragedy to triumph, how one Wake County boy is inspiring others by overcoming the loss of his leg in an accident.
And superstar Rihanna is stirring up Carolina Panthers fans. What she was caught doing that is causing a big buzz.
Welcome back. It is 4:53. Good morning, Lewisburg. It's nice and cool out there. We're starting off in the 50s, but we'll get up to 80 plus degrees. A Wake County family experienced the unimaginable. This little boy named Wyatt was in a lawnmower accident and lost his leg.
On the anniversary, now 2 years later, the family is turning tragedy into triumph. WRL's Laura Levine was at a fundraising event in Apex as they worked to help others.
7-year-old Wyatt Fleming is everything you'd expect a little boy to be. Happy, active, curious, and full of energy.
What are some of the things that you like to do for fun?
I like to ride my bike.
It was just 2 years ago this month when this almost didn't seem possible. Tragedy struck when Wyatt was playing in the yard and had a run-in with a lawnmower.
You know, it was one of those freak accidents.
His mom, Megan Standish Fleming, tells me when her husband called 911, the ambulance available for dispatch was coming from North Wake County, taking about 20 minutes.
Fairview Fire heard the call and said, you know, this does not sound good. I think we might need to roll out to that. And they showed up at our house within 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And if they had not shown up, Wyatt would have died.
Ever since then, they have wanted to find ways like this to thank Wyatt's warriors, who helped Wyatt then and now.
That's where I get my prosthetics. Look at this one.
It's pretty cool.
This one's my third leg.
That's your third one?
Yep. It got soaked yesterday.
As he learns how to live life a little differently.
I'm just happy to get out here and get to see other people just like me.
North Carolina Adapted Sports showed Wyatt what is possible for him. And today, dozens of people came out to the Middle Creek Community Center who had a big role in helping him. From martial arts like karate, and he even rock climbs.
He stopped saying, I can't do anything, I can't do anything. And started saying, I can do stuff.
She tells me Wyatt would get PTSD leading up to this anniversary, but they're now using this time as an opportunity to help others learn more about resources out there for kids like Wyatt. And in turn, it's helping them heal.
You can do these things you want to do. You know, it might be rough today, but, you know, you can overcome this odd.
This is for everybody who's been helping me out.
Laura Levine, WREO News, Apex.
Wyatt's Warriors there. His mom is now a board member of NC Adapted Sports. They held a fundraiser Sunday for the organization in partnership with local EMS, fire, and police departments.
Check this out. Rihanna is getting the attention of Carolina Panthers fans after the superstar singer was spotted wearing a Panthers number 95 jersey. This is video of her in Tokyo over the weekend. The Panthers' official Twitter account posted it. And of course, it sent Panthers fans into a frenzy. Rihanna's a Panthers fan.
You know it would. Well, you've heard about Dancing with the Stars. What about Dancing with the Carolina Stars? We're just days away from this year's event, and Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur will be participating. The event benefits Carolina Theater. This year's contestants include elected officials, veterans of the stage, and prominent business owners, not to mention many professional dancers. Ballroom dancing champion David Terrell says donating his time to the cause is an honor. Dancing with the Carolina Stars happens Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Tickets are still available at carolinatheater.org. Keely looks like a pro there.
Oh, she goodness. Looks like a natural. Look at her. You've got this.
Yeah,
you've got
she does.
This. No, she's worked really hard at it, but oh my God, I can't even kick that
she's
high.
She's winning.
You look amazing. Get it. Well, coming up at 5, what we're expected to learn today about a plane crash that killed a pilot in Orange County.
Harnett County deputy indicted in a crash that killed a husband and wife, scheduled to appear in court today. We'll hear from a woman who witnessed that accident.
And a new study reveals why certain people attract mosquitoes more than others. Why researchers say it all comes down to the way you smell.